The study was a part of a larger effort to assess public health and wellness screening in the dental care setting. And I don't have anything to disclose and many people to thank, including our collaborators, and a special thank you to the National Association of Dental Plans, who are quite involved in the facilitation of our research. So dental care is considered to be a crucial part of the medical home. I hope everyone knows that lingo. As described as one academic dentist from our study, dentistry is, as a primary care discipline, we see patients at slightly different times than physicians. Typically, when patients are sick, they go to the doctor. But when they do go to the dentist, they don't feel sick. And our interest in routine public health and wellness screening, and particularly HIV screening, in this setting stems from research from Drs. Pollack, Metch, and Abel, who found that Americans at risk for HIV are more likely to see an oral health care provider than a doctor. So, in fact, the data tells us that more than 70% of adults facing self-reported HIV risk are in regular contact with an oral health care provider. 50% of individuals who had not visited a doctor in the prior year had visited an oral health provider during that same year. And moreover, in this data, we see that from Dr. Pollack and his colleagues, that 610,000 Americans face HIV risk had never been tested for HIV and received no medical care from any source. However, 61% of them reported that they had visited dentists within the prior 2 years. So that's a big number of people that could have been screened that hadn't been, and in a really comfortable, cozy setting like that, dental hygienist, dental care. As more powerful and less costly oral diagnostics emerge to address other conditions, the clinical and public health value of oral health care as a key component of the medical home and for HIV screening and prevention is likely to increase. So our research is also guided by the CDC 2006 guidelines for widespread HIV screening. And they recommend screening in a variety of healthcare settings, including dental healthcare settings. The recommendations propose that HIV testing be offered to all individuals 13 to 64 in all healthcare settings on an opt-out basis rather than waiting for patients to request testing. And these revisions bring HIV testing in line with other STI protocols and help reduce what has been referred to as HIV exceptionalism. So we're just sort of screening everybody. And we also have seen that prior research highlights the potential of the dental care setting as a promising venue for screening of otherwise untested individuals for at risk for HIV. In two different studies, 75% of the population reported that they'd be willing to take a free rapid HIV test during their dental visit. And more studies of patients are coming out on their way. Insurers, the dental insurers, current and future reimbursement policies have been identified as one very important set of factors in implementing this type of screening. So what did we do? To examine the insurers' perspectives, we did semi-structured interviews with 14 managers and business executives at leading dental insurance plans. We used targeted and purposive sampling methods, and we had 31 question open-ended phone interview asking about these factors. We kind of eased our way into the discussion of HIV in the dental care setting. We really started with tobacco because that was a comfortable place to start because there's an obvious relationship between wellness screening and tobacco, and dentists and dental insurers are really familiar with that. Then we kind of moved into hypertension and diabetes, and then finally at the end we talked about HIV. Throughout the interview, we really paid attention to the links and tensions between the commercial realities of the dental market and public health priorities. At the end of these interviews, we did a multi-level thematic coding analysis with across our team. So even though 14 interviews kind of seems like a small number, even for a qualitative study, it actually represents 54% of the U.S. cumulative market share of group dental insurance. So in this pie chart, you can see a breakdown of what types of dental insurance plans were represented in our sample. And we had PPOs, dental discounts, indemnity plans, public plans, HMOs. And we also had a few plans that were sort of integrated medical and dental plans who had the medical and dental arms like in one big. But again, even in those plans, the dental and medical insurers were very separate from one another. All right, so there was generally a widespread agreement that HIV screening would provide a public health benefit. One nationwide fee-for-service managed care dental insurer said, "We obviously advocate for an integrated model of delivering care, not only integrated care delivery, but integrated data analysis and integrated programs. So we certainly believe that practitioners should be screening the whole patient." Even if this was the first discussion about the idea of providing HIV screening in the dental setting, people were very positive about the idea of it. However, when we asked about the translation of the belief or idea of it into the dental insurance firm behavior, we found some different results. So not a big surprise, although six insurers were firm believers that screening would provide public health benefit, none of our firms currently reimburse HIV screening, nor do they consider HIV screening to be a reimbursable service within the confined scope of dental coverage. And we need to keep in mind that dental insurance benefit, it's not like our medical benefit. It's about $120 per month and focuses on a pretty large range of services. And as far as we've learned, no one on the demand side is prepared for these types of screenings that are not directly related to the oral cavity. As one consultant said, it comes down to the plan, what the plan can actually provide and what it costs. So it comes down to that bottom line. And that bottom line, people talk about that bottom line continuously in our interviews about what employers and customers ultimately would like to pay for or not pay for. So some of the big topics that we found in our data are these six. So HIV stigma, and what I'm going to do is read you some of the quotes, which are pretty exciting, I guess, and then we can sort of we'll wrap it up at the end. The first is HIV, seeing HIV stigma in the dental care setting and not really wanting to discuss it. So one statewide fee-for-service dental insurer said, "I think it would be a good idea as long as the patient what would be if my patient felt it, if it was intrusive? I would never do it. I would never do that test as a routine. I would have to have total acceptance." So that guy was really nervous to approach patients to talk about HIV. Another nationwide fee-for-service dental insurance said, "I think you'll have to find some who will and some who won't. Probably some more resistance among practitioners or reluctance, I should say, not resistance, than something like tobacco cessation. There's still in some area, there's a stigma attached to HIV, and there are some practices that would not want to be associated or want that subject to be prominent." So another big response is the dentist's reluctance and why they were reluctant to even touch the subject. One statewide managed care dental insurer said, "I don't think we're ready for it. I think we're kind of clumsy. We're not confident They are not confident in themselves when it comes to discussing issues outside of teeth and gums. Even when they see or suspect oral cancer, they have difficulty communicating that effectively to patients. He's talking about the dentist. Not all of them, I'm generalizing, and that's not fair, but many of them have difficulty discussing those sorts of issues. And another nationwide fee-for-service and managed care dental insurer said, in the business world, it really comes down to how is it going to affect your bottom line. That is really what I think my supervisors would be interested in knowing. How is this going to position us? And one other person said, statewide fee-for-service said, again, we insure against risk associated with dental disease and medical insurers for risk associated with systemic disease such as HIV. It's not even in our realm. It's not associated with dental disease. Even though it's a test that's easy for dentists to do, it may be appropriate for dentists to do, that's something our purchases position would be, that it'd be covered under the medical plan, and dental care should just simply bill the medical, just as the physicians bill the medical. So they really wanted to sort of push that off. And we have the lack of employer interest. Again, as one statewide fee-for-service dental insurer said, it would have to be a member request. If we had a member or employers that were out there saying, we want this for our members, then we would have to figure out what the reimbursement level would be, where it would fit, a 1 or 2 or 3, and charge for it. If the members or employers are willing to pay for it, for that for the employees, maybe we're willing to offer it. And then finally, a lack of customer interest. They're really worried about whether the actual customers would be into it, even though we have some backup data telling us that the patients would be interested. But again, as insurers, the customers are businesses who are buying the insurance. I think it's a great idea because people go to the dentist regularly. Whether or not people would want to be open to having it done in a dental office, that's a totally different question. And again, there are a lot of other discussions about flopping it around between the dental insurance and the medical insurance instead of people wanting everyone else to do it. And that's, I'm a social worker also, and you see that, you know, it's pretty common for everyone to push the money off of someone else. So what do we take home from this? This data is really important in understanding why our efforts to promote prevention hit a major funding roadblock at the insurer's doorstep. Requests by insurers for the dissemination of rigorous clinical data and additional research, which was another of our big comments, would really help promote uptake of coverage by insurers. And what we would promote would be wider issues of integration between dental and medical care payment systems, that we would need to address that and expand opportunities for prevented services in the setting. And finally, we see a big role for Medicaid and public health dentistry to provide a venue for these types of research and to set a tone for national trends and clinical standards. So indeed, the dental care setting is a missed opportunity that we should take advantage for HIV screening. So thank you.